Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you speak to each and every one of us and help us to remember your word. And more importantly, help us to understand it so that we can meditate on it. And in due time, we put it into practice. And so that in your light, we see your wonderful light. And I pray that you open our heart, open our mind, and so that we can understand your word and give us discernment, for we are your servant. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is eternal? What you see now, your body eventually will perish. Your clothing will disappear, will decay, corrupted. What is inside you, the spirit, will last to eternity if you believe in God. If you don't believe in God, your spirit, together with your resurrected body, will perish in hell. Everything we see now, including this building, whiteboard, everything, don't last to eternity. In verse 89, the psalmist say, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal, and it stands firm in the heaven." Now on earth, people despise God's word, but God's word stand firm in the heaven. No one can destroy. And some people, they are wicked. They despise God's word. They try to burn the Bible. You can burn the earthly Bible, but you cannot destroy God's word, because God's word lasts to eternity. And his righteousness, the psalmist say, "Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true." Do you know where is it? Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Your word is eternal, and it stands firm in the heaven. And then verse 90, "Your faithfulness continues through all generations." When you remember God's word, as long as you remember God's word and you hold on to his word, when you pray, you claim his promise, God is faithful. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In other words, when you remember God's word and you pass it on to your children, you ask your children to remember God's word. When your children learn from you to remember God's word and pray to God using God's word, hold on to his promise to pray, God will answer you because he's faithful. His word is faithful. And your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. It's amazing. In the Chinese translation, verse 90 and 91, 90 is the same as the English one, but verse 91 is a little bit different. The Chinese one say, "The heavens and the earth endures to this day." But in NIV translation, it's called, "Your law endure, your laws endure to this day." Okay? As far as I'm concerned, looks like the Chinese one is more accurate. Because the heaven, the old heaven and the old earth, the old heavens and old earth, endure to this day. But in the future, will the old heaven and old earth endure? Josh? Will the old heaven and old earth disappear?
Yeah.
Where does it say? Anyone knows? The old heaven and the old earth will disappear. Revelation and also in 2 Peter. God established the earth and God established the heaven. The earth endures. The old heaven and old earth endure to this day. For all things serve God. When we see the old heaven and the old earth disappear, then we know God's word is faithful. But by that time, it will be too late for you. If you do not believe in him now, you believe in me in the future, you'll be too late. You understand what I mean? Let's turn to the Bible. I tell you, where is it that the old heaven and the old earth will disappear? Turn to 2 Peter. Could you read it? Joshua, chapter 3, verse 10, and all the way to 13.
For the day the Lord will come with the heat, the heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You have to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
In here, verse 13, but in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. The old heaven and the old earth is a home of unrighteousness. Another one in Revelation chapter 21. Could you read it? Verse 1. 21 verse 1.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there is no longer any sea.
Okay. The first heaven and the first earth will pass away. That's why the psalmist say in verse 91, your law endures to this day. The old heaven and old earth endure to this day. In verse 90, you establish the earth and it endure. How can the earth endure? Who is moving? Now, let's take a look at the this is the solar system, this is the sun, and then this is the earth. If the earth is revolving around the sun, one circle is 1 year. If it's revolving itself, it's 1 day, right? Who is moving this object? According to the scripture, it is God. Okay? God established the earth and it endured. If God did not establish it, it would collapse. So in the future time, we spend so much time in earning money to buy a house, right? All this house will disappear. Even though our body will be decayed when we die. In the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be resurrected. Okay? And our Heavenly Father will give us a new body. Okay? So what we see right now with your naked eyes, nothing will last. Only the Spirit will last. Only God's word will last. So that's why the psalmist say, your word. Could you write it down? Psalm 119, verse 89. You write down right beside 89. You write down Gospel of John 663. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The word that I'm speaking to you, they are spirit and they are life. Josh, could you read that? You write that down? Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63.
The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
The word that Jesus spoke to us, they are spirit and they are life. Your word is eternal, O Lord. And it stands firm in the heavens. Okay? Only God's word is eternal. I want you to write it down, right beside 89. You write down 111. 111 is Psalm 119, 111. Your statutes are my heritage forever. And they are the joy of my heart. You know, if someone say, oh, my house is the joy of my heart, I can understand. If someone say, my car, expensive car, is the joy of my heart. Moses, your BMW is more precious to you or God's word is more precious to you? But you spend more time on the BMW than God's word. You don't lie to me.
No, not as of lately. I haven't watched it for like 2 months now.
Okay.
And I've read the Bible at least 4 times in 2 months.
Okay, that's better. That's for a change. Even though you keep washing it, you know, it will be a rust too. You know? So, but the Bible saying, can anyone relate to me? Your word, O Lord, is eternal. And then, that is in verse 89. And then in verse 111, your statue are my heritage forever. Forever. Can anyone relate these two Bible verses together? Can anyone explain to me what does it really mean? God's word is not only eternal. And if God's word is eternal, how does it relate to me? And the psalmist say, your word, your statue, are my heritage forever. What does it really mean? Can anyone tell me? What happened if God promised you something? He promised to give it to you. When someone, earthly king, promised you something, or your manager promised you something, when he moved on, go to another company, or when he passed away, all his promise go down to drain. You understand? But when God promised you something, his word lasts to eternity. Do you remember the psalmist saying? What did the psalmist say? Long ago, I learned from your statute that you established them to last forever. God established His word to last forever, and His word is eternal. And how does it relate to you? Whatever He promised you, as long as you remember, when you see Him face to face, you say, God, you promised to give me that. Now please give it to me. I give you one illustration. Matthew 19, verse 29 to 30. God promised you, when He reigned on earth, whoever follow me will reign with me. Verse 30, whatever you have forsake on my behalf for His kingdom's sake, whatever you have lost, He give you 100-fold. Joyce, could you read that?
Okay. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children? Or
start with 28 first. 19:28.
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. At the renewal of all...
I tell you the truth, what does it really mean? People don't believe in it. Don't realize that His word is eternal. Okay?
At the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on His glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
In other words, at the time Jesus reigned on earth, He promised us in His word, Matthew 19 verse 28, His word, O Lord, is eternal. He promised you this. If you follow Him, you did follow Him. And then when He reigned on earth, you will co-reign with Him. When He become king, you become king too. That is His word. That is His promise. The psalmist say, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stand firm in the heaven. No one can erase it. You understand? And then the psalmist say, your statue are my heritage forever. In the future, if you're willing to sacrifice your car, sacrifice your house for His kingdom's sake, you lost one car, He give you how many car? According to verse 29 to 30. Read it. Matthew chapter 19. Joyce?
And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. For many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
So, could you write that down? Matthew 19, 28 to 30, in verse 89, in verse 111. In other words, God's word is relevant to your life right now. Whatever you do, whatever you believe, when you put it into practice, when you see Him face to face, you got to hold on to His promise. You say, Lord, you promised me this. I want to cash in now. Okay? And your faithfulness continue through all generations. When people promise you something, He may have forgotten. Then He won't give it to you. But God will never forget His promise to us, because His word is eternal. And His faithfulness continues through all generations. Continues through all generations as long as you live. Even though when you die and resurrected, you live again. And His faithfulness continues as long as you live. You understand? How good it is. It is very, very good. And if that doesn't convince you to memorize Bible verses, what convinces you? I don't know. A lot of Christians, they are lazy. You know? They are really, really lazy. Last Saturday, when we finished the church worship in the north side, we went to 97th Street, the grocery store called Lucky 97, and we see the native Indian there. Probably that guy get drunk, and you know, he get hit, and then fall on the street. He is the native Indian. He's the owner of Canada. They own this place. Now they get drunk, like a beggar, and take drugs, take alcohol, and they wasted their life. And I found out a lot of Christians are like that too. We have ownership of the future heaven and future earth, but we live like a beggar. We do our very best by our own means. We don't hold on to His word. We don't remember His word. How sad it is. And we are powerless. 89. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. No one will change it, because God will not change it. And your faithfulness continues through all generations, not 100 generations, not 1,000 generations. He said all generations. In other words, as long as you live, after you resurrected, you live, and His faithfulness continues as long as you live. And you establish the earth, and it endures, the earth endures. The Lord established the heavens and the earth. And the heaven and the earth, verse 91, endure to this day. Your law also endure to this day. For all things serve you. And I found out that on earth, everything serves God. So when you find out that someone mistreats you, what should you do, Joshua? If you know, all things, verse 91, for all things serve God. All things serve God. Remember the word, circle the word all. All generation, all things. What about those people who are faithless? What about those who doesn't believe? What about those people who do not believe in God? Do they serve God? What about Satan? All things, does it including Satan? Okay. That's why Satan endures to this day. How long Satan will endure? Did anyone know? Satan will endure until 1,000 year generation, until 1,000 year millennium. Okay, let's say in here, let's say this is the time span. Jesus was crucified somewhere in here, and now the church are established. One of these days, the believer will ascend to heaven, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18. One, the church ascend to heaven, just like Enoch ascend to heaven, and then the earth will face 7 years of tribulation, 7 years of suffering. After 7 years of tribulation, Jesus Christ will come back to establish His kingdom. When Jesus Christ come back to establish His kingdom, Jesus Christ will reign on earth for how long? For 1,000 years. These are the time, Matthew 19, verse 28 to 30 is saying, when Jesus Christ reigned on earth, those people who follow Jesus will reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Where does it say? In Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. And during this time when Jesus Christ comes back from heaven, Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit. He cannot deceive people during that 1,000 years. Only Jesus is king. When you write a letter to Jesus, all you have to do is to the king. You don't need to write the address. It's in Jerusalem. Okay? After 1,000 years, Satan will be released to deceive those people during that 1,000 years to see whether they truly believe in God. Those people who follow Satan to attack God's people will be destroyed right away. And after they are destroyed, Satan will send to hell. And then, from this time on, the old heaven, the old earth will be destroyed after 1,000 years. And then after that, the new heaven and new earth will appear. And then we will reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Verse 91. Your laws endure to this day. Your heaven and your earth endure to this day. But the old, the first heaven and first earth will disappear. And a new heaven and new earth will come. Right? In here. Verse 91. When the old heaven and the old earth disappear, the new heaven and the new earth will come. Will come from heaven, okay? According to Revelation chapter 21 and 22. Revelation chapter 21 and 22. Can someone read that to me? 21, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. Joshua?
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there is no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I learned a loud voice from the throne, saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
In verse 4, what did the Bible say? He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things had passed away. In other words, now the earth, the old earth and the old heaven endure to this day. The old order of things hasn't passed away. We are still in the old order of things, right? So do we have pain? Do we have tears? Do we have suffering? David, do we? We have that, right? And then what did the Bible say? In verse 92, if your law has not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. In our affliction, we will cry. In our affliction, we will suffer pain. Right? But what is sustaining the psalmist? Moses?
The law.
So what happened if I don't like the law? If I don't delight in the law? If I don't rejoice in the law? If I don't love his word? And in my suffering, will I be perished? According to 92?
Yeah.
Right? So his word is good medicine. His word preserves our life. If I don't have his word, if I don't like his word, if I don't memorize it, what the psalmist say in 92? If your law has not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. The reason why I don't perish in my affliction, I still have affliction because the old order of things hasn't passed away. I still have suffer, I still have pain, I still have tear, right? But I can survive with his word as long as I like it. If I don't like his word, I will perish. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you know why we have to memorize Bible verses? You may not know the importance of it now, but when it comes to suffering, what is holding you up, what is sustaining you, is his word. Your parents may not be around, but God's word lasts to what? Eternity. Right? So this Bible verse is very good. Verse 92. If your law has not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. The reason why I did not perish in my affliction, because I delight in your word. Your word saved my life. You got that? The word, Jesus said, that I've spoken to you, they are light, they are spirit. His word gives us light. His word gives us power, gives us courage to continue. Because eventually what he promised us, he will wipe our tear. No more death, no more mourning, no more pain. No more suffering, no more affliction. The old order of things will pass away. Now, if we truly like his law, like his word, what's the first response? Other than you will not perish. You will survive. Based on 92. What about 93? If you truly like his word, what will happen? I will never forget your precept. Why? For by them you preserve my life. Your word I will never forget. If I like your word, I memorize it. Emily, if your boyfriend, assume you have a lot of boyfriend, okay? If your boyfriend say to you, Emily, I love you. And then he call you Hannah. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, you know? I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Hey, remember one thing. Don't let him deceive you. If he didn't even remember what you say, you dumb him. He's of no use to you. So what would you do? You slap his face? Now listen to me very carefully, okay? And we say we love God. We say we delight in you, and yet we do not remember his word. we do not hide His word within our heart, we are deceiving God. Am I right? On Sunday, we sing song, we raise our hand, oh, how I love you, Jesus. But in fact, when Jesus asks you, what do you know about me? He says, not much. Then do you truly love Jesus? Hannah, if your boyfriend say to you, oh, how I love you, Hannah. But I forget your last name. What's your last name? Oh, man. You know what I mean? I don't even remember your birthday. I don't even know what you like. Will you marry a man like that? Yes or no?
No.
No? Why not? Is that how we love Jesus too? Should we turn around now? The first response, if I truly delight in His law, I will never forget His law. That's why the psalmist says, I will never forget your precept. Why? For by them you preserve my life. By your word, you preserve my life. God preserve our life by His word. And Joshua, do you know how to pray? For God to preserve your life from the attack of cancer cell? You want to learn? I show it to you, okay? 95. You change the word 95. The wicked are waiting to destroy me. The cancer cell are waiting to destroy me. If you don't do anything, the cancer cell will eventually destroy you. Our aging are destroying us because we sin against God. Right? Am I right? 95. The wicked people are waiting to destroy me. The cancer cell, the aging process, are waiting to destroy you. None of us will live with this body forever. Eventually, this body will pass away. You understand? So how are you going to pray based upon 95? The wicked are waiting to destroy me, and what will you do?
Ponder on your statues.
Eh?
Ponder on your statues.
You ponder on His statue. You ponder His statue. You meditate on His statue. Because I know your statue are my delight. They are the joy of my heart. Your statue is eternal. It's everlasting. 144, what did the Bible say? Your statue are forever right. Give me understanding that I may live. I want to ponder your statue. I want to meditate on your statue so that you give me understanding so I know how to pray. And then I make a promise to you. You sustain my life with your word because your word lasts to eternity. Your word give me birth. The flesh counts for nothing. The spirit give life. Your word is spirit and they are life. You meditate on that word, you hold on to that word, you ask the Lord to sustain you with His word, and then you promise Him, in 94, save me, for I am yours. Save my life, because the cancer cells are waiting to destroy me. But I ponder your statue. I ponder on your word. Do not let me be put to shame. Give me understanding. Give me discernment. I am your servant. Let me live that I may praise you. You ask God to let you live that I may praise you. And may your laws sustain me. May your statue, may your word sustain me. Do you know how to pray now? Is it to your benefit? If you don't pray, it is to your destruction, man. 96. After that fellow, he prayed, he meditated, he pondered, and he found out, he drew a conclusion in verse 96. To all things, I see a limit, but your command are boundless. To all perfection, I see a limit. Your house has a limitation. Your body has a limitation. Your hair, now Hannah's hair is so beautiful. When you're 80 years old, your hair is not shiny anymore. There's a limitation to that. You understand? To all perfection, I see a limit. But your command, are boundless. Your word are eternal, without limitation. Now, after you hear this 89 all the way to 96, do you know how to pray now? Those who knows, those who memorize these Bible verses, we recite together Psalm 119, verse 89. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. 90. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endure. Your laws endure to this day. All things serve you. Eventually, if you need to go to an operation or need to go to chemo, say, all things serve God. Then how do you pray based upon 91? Make sure the chemo work. Lord, you can make it. Because all things, does it including the chemo? All things serve you. You need to ponder on his word so that you get strength. You understand? 91. Your laws endure to this day. All things serve you. If your law has not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precept, for by them you preserve my life. Save me, for I am yours. When you ask God to save you, for I am yours, then what should you do to God? You make a response. What should you do? Joshua, when you ask God to save you,
I sought out your precepts.
What?
I have sought out your precepts.
I what?
I have sought out your precepts.
That means you study his word. Examine his word. That's the thing you have to do. You ask God to save your life. Save me, for I'm yours. How do I know I belong to God? The Bible says so. He established the earth, and I'm part of the earth. When you talk about he established the earth, that means he established everything on earth. No exception. All things serve him. You say, ask God, I belong to you, I'm yours, save me, and I'm yours, and use me. For all things serve you. Sustain my life so that I can serve you. Let me live, verse 175, that I can praise you. And may your laws sustain me. And you confess to God, 176. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. I meditate on your command. I love your command. Your command are my delight. The wicked people, the wicked are waiting to destroy me. But I ponder your statute. To all perfection, I see a limit, but your command are boundless. I look at things, everything has a limitation. They don't last forever. But your command are boundless, last forever. And I love it, I meditate on it, and sustain my life by your word. And I will never forget your precept. Because you use your precept to save my life. You got that? Make a pledge before God and ask God to let you live, and he can answer you. The ball is in your court, man. Did you learn anything today? So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you help us. Whatever situation we are in, help us not to forget your word. Just like what the psalmist say, I will never forget your precept, for by them you preserve my life. Lord, if we love your word, we will not forget your word. If we love your word, we know how to pray. We ask you to save us. If we love your word, we know that we belong to you. If we truly love your word, we will ponder your statute all the days of our life. And we will hold on to your word, because your word is going to sustain us. Although the wicked people, although disease are trying to destroy our life, but you give us life. So help us, God. Everything we see on earth has a limitation. To all perfection, I see a limit, but your command are boundless. Lord, help us. Help us to learn how to pray, to learn how to meditate, to learn how to gain strength and comfort from your word. Just like what the psalmist say in verse 50, my comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserve my life. Thank you for your precious promise. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.